This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all just stupid and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and do be involved in the conversation, seriously. Hey, after the first break, Xander Gibbs going to join us, as he does every week. He is my, well, you know what, I wait till he come on to say this, but he touts himself as a queen of all of New York media. He is a, I guess, talk show host, video host, I mean, whatever, media host, how's that, media show host, how's that, a radio show. TV show, and I joke with him, soon to be the Broadway play as well. And again, I appreciate the time that you spent with me. Also, the second hour, Tom Delbacar was a candidate for U.S. Senator here in the state of California. And boy, are we in a world of hurt here. If you missed last night, you got to go back and pick it up. The California loons, legislative loons, are enacting a plethora of bills to make it almost impossible for you to own a gun. Seriously, you almost won't be able to own a gun because of the amount of hoops to buy, ammunition, that kind of thing. It's just going to be nuts. So he's going to talk about that. He's going to talk about his run. Kamala Harris, who he's running against, or is running against him, for an open seat that's being, I think Boxer's the one that's retiring. Anyway, I try to forget them all because they're pretty useless. You know what I'm saying? The Justice Department, you know, federal judge finally nailed, notice how I said that? Finally nailed Obama and his AG puppet. You know, the sad part about all this, and I'll say it, I know I'll get a whole bunch of nasties, but the sad part of all this is that the first black president, the first black AGs, the first, you know, predominantly black administration is going to leave office with a major league black eye, pardon the term. And I'm not the only one who says that. I mean, I've got my friends in the black and African-American community say the same thing. We were duped. Now, a federal judge has just called out Obama's Department of Justice. You know, the one led by, what's her name, Loretta Lynch, for lying. You know, and now I've heard, I haven't checked it out yet. Somebody said it to me just before we went on, that 32 of the lawyers, 32 of her lawyers have to take integrity classes, according to the judge. Or ethics classes, I'm sorry. Now think about that. Attorneys in the AG's office, in these United States AG office, they have to go take an integrity class. Yeah, we got a problem, don't we? And even after the judge ordered the amnesty to stop, they kept going like it didn't matter. I wrote a piece the other day, and people went nuts. And this is exactly why I wrote it. He doesn't care. The lying is part of his makeup. The lying is part of their makeup. I'm sorry. Apparently, when he vets somebody, you know, when he goes and he does an interview, he has to make sure that they know how to lie. Come on, think about it. You know, speaking of liars, you know, what was it? Tim Russett. Remember him? Poor man passed away after a flight back here from Europe. He used to do a Sunday show for Fox. And a great guy, though. I mean, really, really nice, likable guy. Anyhow, He was talking about Hillary Clinton and her lying. So again, I go right back to, remember, she was lying. I love this. And here, let's just listen to how she explained and how Bubba explained what happened to Hillary when she hit the airfield.
Was in Boonville, Indiana the other day, and this is what he had to say about his wife.
There was a lot of fulminating because Hillary, one time late at night when she was exhausted, misstated and immediately...
That's right, one time late at night.
She apologized for it. What happened to her in Bosnia in 1995?
She immediately apologized. I want you to key in on these words.
Y'all see all that? Oh, they blew it up, and you would have thought, you know, that she'd robbed a bank the way they all carried on about this. And some of them, when they're 60, they'll forget something when they're tired at 11 o'clock at night.
All right. First of all, it was 1996 rather than 95, which is a much different time frame in Bosnia. There was no immediate explanation or apology. It took at least a week. And it didn't happen late at night just once. In fact, the first time we can find was back in December. Let's watch.
We used to say in the White House that if a place was too dangerous, too small, or too poor, send the first lady. So, you know, we landed in one of those corkscrew landings and ran out because they said there might be sniper fire.
How dramatic.
And then 2 months later at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I remember particularly a trip to Bosnia where the welcoming ceremony had to be moved inside because of sniper fire.
And then 3 weeks later, bright and early in the morning.
I remember landing under sniper fire. There was supposed to be some kind of a greeting ceremony at the airport, but instead we just ran with our heads down to get into the vehicles to get to our base.
She couldn't even remember from vehicles, into the hangar. This is what's out there wanting to run for president again. So for those of you who refuse to vote for Trump, right, because he's the lesser of the two evils, I don't know what to tell you. You're buying it. You're giving us Barack Obama 2.0. That's what you're doing.
And later that same day,
there was no greeting ceremony, and we basically were told to run to our cars. Now that is what happened.
What actually happened was leaving the plane and strolling.
Yeah, they're showing pictures of her receiving flowers, no fire, hanging out on the runway. Lunacy. Speaking of lunacy, after the break, Sandra Gibb joins me here on The Real Side. You're listening on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go away.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert. expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure.
Is that Dan Tanner?
I don't know. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If everything goes right this weekend, for those of you who like to watch, that's a little sick, but anyway, for those of you who like to watch, we'll be in our new studio Monday morning. So you have some different colors to deal with. Anyway, talking about different colors, you know, it's good. I like that. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week to bring a different flavor to the conversation. Xander, I always love when you're on the show.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here, Joe.
You know, as I said, that you were colorful, right?
I mean, yeah, it's that It's that Joseph's coat that I'm wearing right now. It's red and yellow and green and brown and purple and black.
Is it electrified too?
No.
It's not the same.
No.
Okay. So I saw that you hopped on. I don't know how much of that last segment you heard with Tim Russett and Little Miss, she's not Little Miss, Older Miss Liar now. The woman couldn't even, with her own, so Bill comes out and says it was late at night, she misspoke, and she cleared it up a week later. Well, I counted 12 weeks later, she still hadn't cleared it up, and dug her heels out of the story. However, I did notice that they went from running to a hangar to running to their vehicles. So maybe I misheard. I don't know. What do you think?
I heard that Brian Williams carried her on his shoulders.
You know what? I missed that part, but you might be right. Yeah. Is this in their DNA?
Lying?
You came from that tribe. I mean...
What tribe?
The Dems.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure it is with some of them. But I think it's like anything else. If you tell yourself lies often enough, you'll believe that they're true.
But I mean, look at this. Here's a federal judge. Again, I sent you the link to that article I wrote, right, about President Obama, and you read some of the comments, and you know they're very mad at me for calling him out the way I did, and then we see this thing where a federal judge nails the Justice Department for let me guess, lying, right? And not only does he nail him for lying, because after he told them to stop doing something, they did it anyway, and don't tell me they did it on their own. Don't tell me they decided to do it. You know, Mr. O called him and said, I don't give a crap what the judge said. You keep doing this. So now the judge is sending them to, re-engineering camps or something to help them understand what truth is. Because nobody in that department, nobody in that building seems to understand truth. That's why I said to you, it seems more like an epidemic than it does anything else or part of those people. I don't know.
Well, it's not a lie. It's actually about a matter of perspective. And like I said, if you tell yourself that your matter of perspective is correct often enough, you're going to believe it, said Brian Williams.
Wow.
need a symbol.
Yeah, here you go. I'll be here all week. Well, actually not, the rest of the day. So, I'm with you. Again, go back to the fact that, and these guys, this is the Justice Department. These are the people that you're supposed to be able to trust, or the judge is supposed to be able to trust them when they get in front of him to be telling the truth, because, you know, what they swear to, what they do in court could ruin somebody's livelihood, could ruin somebody's life, put them in jail, take their stuff. This is unheard of, uncalled for. But
I kind of think, you know, the world's gone mad, and it's like we live in Bizarroburg now, and the lies of the truth and truth of lies, and I think that we only stamp it out by standing up to it, really.
Well, and we all have to do that. All of us have to do that and do it loudly and not allow it to go down. It's one of the things I was arguing with a friend with today, because he was allowing some guys that he's trying to build up to kind of, you know, squishy out of things. And he's saying, no, you're being too hard on them. And I said, no, enough of the easiness. I'm not telling you to beat them up in public, but what I am telling you is when they're not doing the right thing, you need to call them out on it. That's why they've asked for us to be around, to hold them accountable. So hold them accountable. That easy.
Right.
You know? Anyway.
Well, it is that easy, but you've actually got to want to hold people accountable. And I think that there's not enough of it now. I mean, so many people are just so blinkered nowadays, and it's absolutely infuriating.
What word did you use? They're a what?
Blinkered. Blinkered. You know, like a horse.
English.
And
you know you're in America now, right? Okay.
They kind of. I know I'm in America, but it's still an accepted vernacular. Surely, even in these United States.
A blinker. I've never heard that. Oh, you mean like a blinker on a car? Is that what you were saying?
No. Blinkered. B-L-I-N-K-E-R-D-E-D.
Wow.
It's like horses. They have these things over their eyes so that they can only see what's in front of them. They can't see to the left or the right. And that's the terminology of what blinkered me. See, you don't just get good check. You get an education here, too.
Wow. No kidding. I've been educated. Cool. All right. I'm good with that. Anyhow.
Yes, educated. The two M's.
Oh, God, yeah. So again, I think that, you know, some of these people who, and this is the reason why some people are actually afraid of our government, why some people don't trust our government. And at this point, when you see stuff like this, you really can't blame them, Xander, right?
No. Yeah. And I think that the distrust is kind of palpable right now, especially when we see some of the things that this administration is actually, you know, trying to do. I mean, I saw somebody the other day on social media trying to justify the fact that President Obama wants to give arms to what are our enemies, and those who have said that they will attack our allies. So I just don't know where it's going, really. It's to hell in a handbasket, probably.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so listen, maybe Bernie, I used to think that maybe Bernie had something going on here, right? Maybe Bernie had hit on something with this whole socialism thing and, you know, the kids are just in so much debt and all this other stuff.
Right.
Right? I mean, he's a nice old man. I mean, yeah, I'm sure he wants what's best for everybody. And then
if you think he's a nice old man, can you be respectful and actually call him by his title? Can you actually call him Colonel Sanders, please? Because I think at least a little respect should be shown.
Okay.
For
I worked hard for my title. Nobody calls me that. I don't think you can. We're on too early to call me what people would like to call me.
The, don't go there.
No. Venezuelans, right? I mean, where socialism just shines, doesn't it? I mean, it just they're an oil-producing country, and if you really want to know what I'm going to say, you got to wait till the other side of the break, because we do believe in capitalism here. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. Andrew Gibb is with me. He'll be with me after the break. Don't go far. We're going to talk about some new dishes that they're serving in Venezuela. You want to stay by. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Look, lots happening up on the website, TheRealSide.com. We have a live chat room. Smarter people than I are in that chat room. I guarantee. I can prove it. Just go back and look at the conversation. I had no idea. I thought a blinker, or where I come from, it's called a blinker. I thought that was like a thing you have in your car, but apparently I'm wrong. It's what the horse puts on his eye. I don't know. The horse doesn't do it. The jockey does it. Anyway, Xander Gibb is joining me to explain all the things that I just don't have a clue about. Thank God he's around. He joins me every week. And do you have blinkers on?
Never.
Okay. Totally.
Toys, but not blinkers.
Okay. What? Was that English? And not the King's English. Was that our English?
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Do you want to start all over? No, yes. Oh, God.
Is it Friday?
It all is going to be like this all night. I can feel it already. So, speaking of all night, second hour, we've got candidate for state senate here, for U.S. Senate here in California, Tom DelVicaro, who's running against a major league lib. Barbara Boxer's retiring, and we don't need another lib here. We need somebody that's got two IQ cells to rub together. Anyhow, so, Xander, we were talking about the delicacies now that they're serving in Venezuela. You know, it's an oil-rich country, right? I mean, they're selling oil like crazy. It's not a problem. They're full in at 110% on socialism. And now the natives have to eat cats, dogs, and birds because the socialist government can't provide any food for them. So what is it with the American populace? What is it with the young group in America here who see this as heaven?
I have no idea. I mean, I'm all for sampling different cuisine, but I really want to know what it is, and I don't want to be eating something that I might consider having as a pet down the line.
Yeah, but you know, okay, this is one place where people get really upset with me. As Americans, we're whacked when it comes to pets. I mean, we have all, right, we have pets. Snakes, dogs, cats, monkeys, we have pet iguanas. We have all these things that in other countries, they eat. Okay? And I joke, I get people crazy sometimes. They're like, we have a very old dog. I'm surprised my wife hasn't slit my throat while I was sleeping. because the dog is in she's on the downward side of her life. And I always say, you know, honey, if you give that dog to a Taiwanese family, they'd eat for weeks.
That is a terrible thing to say.
You know, but it's the cycle of life, and animals are part of that cycle of life, aren't they? I mean, go ahead.
I totally get that. And, you know, I think people that kill for sport are cruel. But if you're killing an animal to feed your family, I kind of think that's a bit different.
Yep.
I really do.
Yep. Well, I look at all that stuff, and you and I were talking earlier, in some countries they eat horse. Why we don't eat horse, I don't know. Even when the horse is dead and gone and can't be used anymore, we still don't eat horse meat. When you look at some countries, you know, China and I think Japan too, they eat rats. And I don't know. I mean, when you're trying to feed somebody when there ain't no food, you know, Uncle Frank could be looking pretty good too when he hits 90. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, the next thing is kind of like, it's cannibalism, isn't it? The next step, really, you know?
Well, what was the group? See, we have smart people in the chat room. They're going to tell me in a second. What was that group that was Donner Summit? Remember they were stuck, they were stranded, they were eating the dead people?
Oh, gosh, what was it?
Was it the Donner group? Anyway, whatever it was, I mean, and I don't know. I mean, there's one for you, right? Either everybody else dies or you eat the meat that's available. You know what I'm saying? That had to be tough for them. Nobody can make it a really bad thing. You like that tough? Well, if you boil it long enough, it usually. Anyway,
yeah,
we probably should get off of this one, but I just think it's funny that our young people, you know, you're younger than I am, so I was trying to get it out of you, but when you look at the Venezuelans, I mean, they're in a lot of trouble. Again, an oil-producing country, President Oblamo was using Venezuela as an example, along with a few others, you know, Greece and...
Wait,
and,
President who?
See, you're not fast enough. President Oblamo blames everything on everybody else but himself, right, doesn't he?
Yes, I like that.
Okay, so So anyway, you know, to have him do now, he's got. Now, is you think he'll say, "Hey, look, I was wrong." Oh no, he's not going to say that. He's never wrong. Anyhow,
he's never wrong. Never wants to admit that
he's wrong.
He's wrong, but I'm never surprised at how far some people will go to agree with him. I mean, I think you know, it's funny. You know, what's his name? Donald Trump said he could go and kill someone on Fifth Avenue and he would still not lose votes. I think if we had video documentary evidence that the president had shot someone on Fifth Avenue, people would still make an excuse for it.
Oh, yeah.
Really, they would.
His team will go to the wall for him, and I still haven't figured out why. You know, but anyhow, I'm just hitting you with all these stories tonight because I'm having a lot of fun with these. I like this one too. So California is you know clamping down on gun laws, right? They want to make it so you can't buy a gun, and if you find a way to buy a gun, you can't buy ammunition. However, they're looking to open up pot purchasing for recreational use, which I think is really hilarious. Because what is recreational use of pot? See, when I think of recreation, I think of going to the beach. Right, going to the mountains, you're biking through the mountain or hiking through the mountains. What a thing to do for recreation, right? Smoke a couple of joints and go into the woods. Wouldn't that make sense?
I don't fancy that really. I kind of think the worry is that when you are doing things like that, you lose your control. And you end up doing things that you really shouldn't be doing, or more things that you really shouldn't be doing.
Oh.
And the idea that marijuana is not addictive is kind of laughable because, you know, I'm open and honest about the fact that, you know, 15, 20 years ago, I was addicted to marijuana. And it is a gateway drug, and it does lead to kind of experimenting with other things. And it's a worry that people sell it differently.
Well, you know, look, just so people don't think, there are medical uses for it. I got that, all right? But the reality is it's the chemical in there, not the fact that you smoke it to get it. You can take it in pill form. It comes in oil form, right? Liquid form. So again, there is a way to make it happen without, you know, rolling a joint, smoking it, and getting high that way. And so,
right.
You know, Colorado legalized it because they wanted the tax dollars. And
I mean,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think for some medical conditions, you know, some cancer patients have found pain relief from it. And I think if it can be used in a medical way, and it can with some things, I think that should be acceptable.
Yep.
But what is next when they've legalized it for, well, actually, they don't legalize it, they decriminalize it.
Yes.
For personal use.
Right.
And that's the kind of the way that they get it away with it. But the next stage is that they'll just be taxing it, because when they tax it, they're you know, they're making money.
Well, the funny thing about it, though, is they've seen the use of opiate-based drugs go up like 40% since marijuana has been made legal in a lot of states, because they've cut into that underground marijuana sales. But I was going to tell you that at the end of last year, the feds came out with a 170-page document on the effect that making marijuana legal in Colorado has had on the state. Now, check this out. This will freak you out, because people don't pay attention to what's going on. We never go back to look at the intent that it had. So at the end of 2000, now there's new numbers that are coming out now. It just takes a while to compile. But at the end of 2014, so into 2015, here were the numbers for Colorado. Marijuana-related traffic death increased 32%. Give that some thought. 32%. Almost 20% of all traffic deaths were marijuana-related, compared to only 10% in the years before that. Marijuana-related emergency department visits increased by 30%. Marijuana-related hospitalizations increased by 40%. This one I really love. Marijuana-related calls to the poison center increased 72%. Right, so all these boneheads who never touched it before, you know, it was illegal, and they were trying to follow the law, now all of a sudden they're sitting around going, ooh, why don't we go get some of that? Let's do that brownie thing they're always talking about, right? And then they get high for the first time, or they get really high for the first time. And the one call I listened to, the guy was sure he was dying because his skin was coming off his fingers. Anyway, we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Standard Gibb has joined me. We're going to have a lot of fun on the other side of the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver. The number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, you like my canary? Yeah, I know you can't see it. My canary yellow shirt. I got a shirt on this.
Actually,
so, what?
Actually, Joe, I can see it.
You're watching live?
I keep your page open.
Oh, no.
I want my own real side t-shirt. They better do them in big sizes, sir.
Well, mine is the triple X, so I don't think it should be a problem. I'll leave it at that. But once we get moved over, yeah, I'm gonna get some more shirts. I got coffee cups. Can you here? Let me see my coffee cup like that, huh? Right.
Wait a second.
Can you see it?
Go on, because there's a delay. Go on.
What do you want? You want me to hang out for another half hour? You know, the show's only a couple hours long. So there it is. See, I got my coffee cup, you know, and I used to do it. I'm going to start again. I'm going to start doing like the question of the night, and the person who gets the question right, I'm going to tell you how stupid I am. You got to hear this. So you said there's a delay, right? Which
yeah.
means that you won't see the cup yet, but eventually you'll see it, right?
I will. I haven't
All right.
yet.
So I'm holding the cup up because I'm waiting for you to see it. Because I'm too stupid to realize. Right? You see where I'm going
right.
with this?
It's just come up now. It's just come up.
Oh, my.
I don't know. I think it's a 10-second delay or something.
Yeah,
something
like
a lot of shows have that. That's in case you say anything that you shouldn't say. And
me?
They can
me say something I shouldn't say?
You.
Actually, if you
no,
want...
No, not you.
No,
I'm thinking more of the guests.
Yes.
You know, because, you know, some guests... are a little bit outspoken and say things that
yes,
they shouldn't.
Yes, I know. Well,
not
actually, we're on... No, you just say stuff I don't understand. So... I gotta get my English dictionary, my King's English dictionary out. The Tiki, and I should actually put that one up. Tiki Live is almost 3 seconds behind. It's not that much longer. It seems that Ustream or YouTube, whatever you're watching on, that thing runs a full 15 or 20 seconds behind. It's really crazy. But
right.
whatever. You know what? It is what it is. And you know when I get 15 million listeners, I could probably do better than that. So anyway, but Tim, you can put the Tiki link up there in the chat room, because I know that one's seconds. It's not long time. It's just a few seconds. So we're talking about the legalization of marijuana, and people think we're just old fuddy duddies and we don't want them to have the same fun that we've had, right?
No,
and that's not true.
Not at all.
We care enough about the kids. Colorado's now gone to where teenagers rank number 3 in the nation for marijuana use. It's 56% higher than the national average. And also, college age groups now rank number 2 in the nation for marijuana use, which is 54% higher than the national average. So, you know, they've got a lot of people that are transient into the state now over the last 2 years. They've got one of the highest homeless rates. Okay. That would help, huh? My producer's instructing me on what to do. I hate being told what to do, but I guess in this case it's okay. So you know,
she's good, that producer.
She is. She's very good. I know. Yeah. I know because you bring her on your show and not me. But that's okay. We'll talk about that some other day.
Hey, we've invited you, Vic.
I know. I'm a very busy.
We only have A-listers now.
I was going. You beat me to it. I was going to say I'm a D-lister. Why would you want me? You know. So anyhow, you know, when I look at this stuff and I think about what we're doing to our children, I just. In the name, I don't even know if it's the name of political correctness. Is it the name of political correctness? Is it because of, tax dollars? Or why do you think people are doing this?
Why are people doing what?
Why do you think legislators are open to making the pot legal? Why the pot?
Oh.
I sound like my grandmother.
I definitely think it's about the money, and it's about. It's kind of the same argument why people have been saying about legalizing people that work in the sex industry, because then they can make money off it too. The government don't always care about the morality of what they're legalizing if they're going to get some money. I mean, look at smoking. Look at how many deaths there are every year from smoking, but the government still takes a cut.
Well, they're talking about raising the tax rate for smoking, which I'm sorry,
right.
I don't mean like it's funny, haha, but I do find it very funny because who are you hurting? They always talk about hurting the people from the lower socioeconomic classes. So who are you hurting when you raise taxes on cigarettes? Because they're the ones that are smoking the most right now when you look at the numbers.
Right. Yeah. I think that there is a I was young once, and I know for me when I haven't smoked for over 20 years cigarettes and it was a kind of thing that I wanted to look tough, and I thought smoking a cigarette made me look big and clever.
You wanted to look tough? Is that what you were trying to do? Was you trying to look tough? Is that what you were trying to do?
Yeah. I even used to belch and, you know, scratch myself and
That's okay.
Not anymore.
No. Okay. Yeah. No. Why are you from New York? How could you not be tough? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, there is this ideology that if you're gay, you can't be tough, and you have to be, put one hand on one hip, and the other one's got to be kind of like in midair, and you can't take care of yourself in a fight. But
why
that ain't the case. you know, bring it on.
One of our early conversations, I'd love to bring that, go back and get that interview, and I don't even know if you remember it, but I said to you, it's funny because most people, when they talk about, you know, gays and lesbians, but mostly gays, they go to the gay pride parades. And you've got these people
right.
running around, you know, you've seen them, you know what I'm talking about. I've sent you the pictures. And, you know, and you said...
You have to rephrase that, Joe.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know, they're what do they got? They got a tight underwear on that's holding them
right.
up, right? And then they got the boas on and all kinds of makeup. And you said, one of the first things you said to me is, I don't know who those people are. They don't represent me.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
But that's all the media shows. That's all people kind of, you know, lock in on that and say, well, there's the gay pride parade, and this is what you want me to introduce to my children? Seriously? So it's always funny when I see that, and I say, you know, people need to speak up about that. You know, that's, I don't know who those people are. I mean, I do the same thing. I don't know who those people are. But anyhow.
Well, it's kind of like expecting all Italian communities to represent you. It's not going to be the
no.
case. Because as just as you're not going to be typically Italian, I'm not typically gay. I mean, I'm not even seen as a spokesperson for that community
no.
anymore because I speak out against its leadership. And, you know, as I've said hundreds of times, I don't have any issues with individuals. It's just the commercially driven leadership of that group who are only interested in making money and furthering their own agenda, sadly.
Yeah. And
but I couldn't have said that to you when I first met you either, could I, you know?
You were talking about the abortion thing earlier. The Oklahoma governor did veto the bill today, but the mindset behind it was too vague. It wasn't that he wasn't for taking action on abortion, but he said it's way too vague and it could cause problems for doctors just doing normal, truly normal procedures. So,
right.
And I'm glad that somebody's using some common sense when they do this. Otherwise, we look like nut jobs, right?
Yeah, but, you know, interestingly, you know, I don't agree with a lot of what Donald Trump says, but when he was asked about who should be punished in that situation if abortion was legal, I actually agreed with what he said, because if something is against the law and you procure someone to help you to break the law, you are equally as culpable. You'll be
yeah.
charged as an accessory. So if abortion was illegal and someone procured the services of someone to give them an abortion, there would be a criminal element to what they had done. So he wasn't wrong. I mean, he's not all incorrect. And I'm trying to be polite and not bashing, because I'm not on the Trump train yet, and I don't care kind of who knows it, but it's going to come down to either Hillary or Trump, and I know where my money's going.
Well, I think I told you, you missed the show last night, but I had spent some time on the phone with somebody at the FBI, and and somebody I trust and know, and they told me point blank, she will be indicted in July. There's no question about it. They don't have a date yet.
Really?
But she will be indicted in July. The FBI.
On which bit?
It's on the email. It's on the. He said, you know, everybody's screaming that there has to be intent, and he said there doesn't have to be intent. Intent started the minute the emails went to the home server. That was the intent
right.
to bring classified information out of the office, and that's illegal. So they're adding up the counts, they're crossing the T's, dotting the I's, because this is one of those cases where you don't want to give anybody any wiggle room. And he says, we have all the time in the world.
Who's going to be slid in? I said this, remember? We had this
yeah.
conversation
months
ago.
Well, you know who's going to be.
They're going to slide Joe Biden.
There you go. He's going to, you know when you see one of those stage entrances, right?
Donald.
You know one of those stage entrances where the guy comes running in and slides into the center stage?
Yeah.
That'll be Joe Biden, right? Wouldn't that be a great entry for him? I'm back!
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny, but I said that, and I called. I'm glad I did this on the TV show because there's visual record of it. I said that Donald Trump's running mate is going to be Sarah Palin.
Oh.
And I'll be very surprised if it's not. I've got nothing bad to say about
all
Mrs.
Right.
Palin. She doesn't
hey.
Invite me over often enough. But
no, and next time she has moose, I wish she'd call. Hey, we're up against
yeah.
it. Time's up really quick. Where do people find you?
XanderGibbs.com. It's all there. The show is Monday to Friday, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. Come and give us a listen.
All right. And I'm Joe Mancini Hulse. You're listening on GCN Live. Tom Del Beccaro joins me next hour. Don't go far. Really, don't go far.